Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Members of Congress have plans to impeach Trump again, and less than expected getting the vaccine so far here in Campbell County. I'm Chris Sprinto with your news. Locally, less people have received the coronavirus vaccine than expected. So far in Campbell County, just more than 500 people have received the new COVID-19 vaccine. Now, this is far lower than local health officials were expecting. According to the Gillette News Record, at this point, the Wyoming Department of Health has designated two tiers of people who qualify to get the vaccine. Health officials hope many over 70 will get the vaccine in the near future. However, many aren't getting them due to the concerns about how quickly the vaccine rollout began.
As you mentioned today, we know that there is a very big vote that is looming over the Capitol, and the House is expected to convene around 8 o'clock this morning. This morning, the House of Representatives is on the verge of impeaching President Trump for a second time.
The House will vote on impeachment this morning in a few hours after Vice President Mike Pence said he would not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. As you can imagine, Democrats are on board, and now many Republicans have said they will vote to impeach Trump, including House Representative from Wyoming, Liz Cheney.
Several Republicans say they're now on board to vote, along with Democrats, including the third highest ranking Republican in the House, Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She announced her decision on Tuesday, saying, quote, "The president of the United States summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack." She's the second Republican to sign on to Democrats' effort to impeach the president for his role in last week's deadly riot at the Capitol.
That report from KPRC News in Houston, Texas. Yesterday, in a speech from Texas, Donald Trump said this.
Before we begin, I'd like to say that free speech is under assault like never before. The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for. The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country and is causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Afterwards, Trump also condemned the actions of the violent rioters in the Capitol building that occurred last week. We will keep you up to date on how the impeachment vote goes for President Trump. To hear the full report again, go to BasinsRadio.com. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.